Hi there, my name's Ross Crawford and welcome to the Redditch Standard Podcast. This week, as well as a packed week of news, we have in the studio with us the wonderful Sue Yang. Hello there, Sue.
Hi, Ross.
And not only that, but Claire will once again be doing all our What's On, but that's later in the programme because we've got Sue in because, Sue, you're a member of the Passingham family, aren't you? You're one of the great Redditch people, and we've got the bandstand event coming up, and you're actively involved in the bandstand, aren't you? And that's coming up this Saturday, and hopefully you can tell us all about what's happening there, and also all the other things you're involved in. Over to you, Sue.
Oh, thanks, Ross. Thanks for inviting me up here. I feel very honoured.
Well, I don't know about that, but... What's happening at the bandstand then this Saturday?
This Saturday is our first event there for the summer, and it's Vintage Day at the bandstand. So we're experiencing the bandstand how it would have been back in the day.
Back in the day, and I gather there's some vintage cars are going to be there.
There'll be vintage cars and the very famous Royal Enfield bikes, who are the flavour of the month at the moment.
Oh, definitely, because they've got their showcase in the Kingfisher Shopping Centre, haven't they? But you're going to have some vintage Royal Enfield motorcycles there as well.
Yes, and their owners, and they'll be there to talk about the bikes and reminisce, and they're really proud of these Enfield bikes.
So it's a little bit of history, right slap bang on Church Green at the bandstand. And what else? There's going to be entertainment as well, isn't there?
Yes, we're in partnership with Indigo Arts, who have got the Violets and the Music Makers. They're the younger ones from Indigo Arts, who are really showing a lot of talent. They're going to be giving the Violets a run for their money soon.
Oh, that's good news. Although I love the Violets, and they're going to be probably in period uniform as well, aren't they? Wartime uniform and things like that?
Well, I think it will just be vintage clothing because they do the wartime look for the Forge Mill because of it being a 40s event. So this one is vintage, which is covers a few eras.
Yeah, I'm suffering from the old British tradition of being obsessed with the war, aren't I? So, but yes, obviously there are other eras as well. And something that particularly attracts me is that I gather the Indigo mums will be baking cakes.
They will. And they went to Storm last time. They're so delicious. And it's a good way of raising money for their group, their performing arts group, because they're always in need of funding. They're very active fundraisers with their events in the Kingfisher Centre as well. So I really acknowledge what that group is doing.
Yeah, Indigo, I mean, they've been on the Edinburgh Fringe, haven't they? They're famous throughout the country.
They are, yes. That was amazing how Cathy and Clive got that all organised. That was a big venture to go up to the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yeah, Cathy and Clive, obviously, it's Cathy and Clive Moss, isn't it? They're the empresarios behind Indigo Arts, and they're based in the Kingfisher Shopping Centre as well, aren't they?
Yes, they've got an art studio, which is great that Kingfisher are working with our local community in that way and supporting them. There's so much energy out there in the community that can be tapped on if there's just a bit more support from people who can give that time.
That's right. And it's what time does it all start?
It starts at 12 o'clock and finishes at 4.
And as well as Indigo Arts and the Royal Enfield and all these vintage cars, you've got Jazz Alchemy as well coming along, haven't you? And I think Amanda Hayden from Redditch Carnival, she's going to be there as well.
Yes, I'm so impressed with Amanda. She's a young mum who is just embraced the carnival, getting the carnival back into Redditch. from her memories of a child. She really wants to bring that back for her children and for our young people today.
Yes, because of course, I mean, we're concentrating on the bandstand event at the moment, but you're involved in loads of things in Redditch, aren't you? There's the carnival, there's Bromsgrove and Redditch welcomes refugees, there's Mental Health Action Group Redditch. There's a lot of community things that you're involved in.
Yes, I think I might have a problem in saying no.
That's it, and it's all unpaid, it's all voluntary work, and I gather there's a youth forum, big conversation coming up.
Yes, well, this is an interesting... It's interesting how this came about, because I'm from the old era of the Play Council, right, which was one of the things that Mum helped to set up. It was based in Hawthorne Road in Batchley, and from there we used to have these amazing play schemes every summer. And everybody looked forward to it. It was hundreds of children, and we'd get to get all the play schemes would get together, and we'd have one big event, and it was just halcyon times. And I did run one at Lodge Farm School the one time, and we called it Escapade, and I can remember that at this big event that we had, it was like a sports day, Escapade won, and we were so happy.
and now you're going to have it's the big conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's the big conversation is open to the public on the 28th of June. And it's for anybody, all the groups that are involved in providing youth provision in the town. And also the Wedditchborough Council will be there, Worcestershire County Council will be there. And I believe Kevin Dix will be coming along.
He's the chief executive of the Borough Council, isn't he?
Yes. So it's really... And the reason that this came about was because last summer, when I was promoting the bandstand event for August, which was for young families and young people to come and enjoy the event in August, I went round to see what was happening at the play schemes, and some areas just hadn't got anything happening. And I was so worried about this, because it was, what is happening with our young people? Are they're either out and, I don't know, getting up to mischief maybe, or even worse, they are stuck in their bedrooms, on their computers or on social media, you know, maybe even scared to go out, you know, when parents are working, or maybe they no money or whatever. It's and that really came home to me. I was so worried about this. So from the Redditch Community Forum, I pulled all the people together, the youth providers in Redditch, and anybody who was interested, and we had such an amazing meeting that night. That we realised that we've just got to do something, that we are letting our young people down.
That's right, and they're the future of the town, obviously, and it's called The Big Conversation, and it's on June the 28th at the Town Hall from 12 till 4 p.m. And what sort of people should go along to that? You know, who should be getting involved?
Well, the obvious people would be the youth providers. And then there would also be people in our community that are concerned, like myself, who would like to come along and give their view or ideas, any ideas. What we're hoping to achieve, the outcome from that big conversation, is to show that there is a great need in Redditch to provide good youth provision in the town, with it being on the county line, and you know, our young people are so vulnerable. And this also comes back from when I was young. I had a fantastic time in my youth, because we had the Redditch Youth Club.
Yes, true enough, it's gone now.
Well, it wasn't even that youth. That's the new youth club. We were in the old youth club, which is where Kingfisher Centre was, and we even saw Led Zeppelin there.
Wow!
Back in the day.
Well, you know, I couldn't possibly disagree with that. I'm not saying you predate me, but you predate me in my arrival in Redditch, because I didn't get to Redditch till I was 16, something like that, 16 years old. And you're Redditch born and bred, aren't you?
Well, I did come to Redditch when I was 3 months old.
Ah, there we go then. So you're not...
Yes, but I keep that quiet, Russ. Now you've ruined it for me. I feel like I'm Redditch.
Well, it's funny. I feel like I'm Redditch as well. I'm Redditch through and through now, I think.
Yeah.
And so we've got this youth forum, but first of all, we've got the bandstand event, and it's the first one in a series throughout the summer, isn't it? How many more are still to come?
We've got four through the summer. So the vintage day at the bandstand is this Saturday, 15th of June. And then the next one is July the 13th, which is the summer party, which is celebrating the end of school year and all fun things for young people. This I got inspired from a special day that they have in Poland where they celebrate young people, and I was thinking, that is so nice, you know, let's really spoil it.
It's a great
young
idea.
People. Yeah, so this is what we hope to do then, and on that day we'll have a very interesting Bungra group coming from the West Midlands who's been on TV on what's the lady's name? McDonald.
I've got no idea.
So they were on a program, she won something. This lady Parv, and anyway, she'll be coming to the bandstand, and she came last year, and it got everybody dancing to the sound of the drum, the Indian drum.
Ah, so sounds fantastic. And of course, we'll be promoting it all in the Redditch Standard, because you're always onto us, aren't you?
Yes, well, I think it's very important.
I think you're absolutely right. So we've got two more after that, and obviously we'll be promoting them in the Redditch Standard as well.
Yeah, so the August one is an interesting one. We're building that one up. It's called Active at the Bandstand, because I always feel that we're very lucky to have a green space like the bandstand in the centre of our town. I mean, a lot of towns just, any green space is out of town. And the other really fantastic thing for Redditch, I feel, is the railway station being in town. A lot of railway stations, you have to drive to get to a railway station. Everything's so convenient here in Redditch.
That's right. I'm just thinking of Bromsgrove. I mean, it's miles out of town, isn't it, the Bromsgrove Railway Station? Whereas Redditch, it's right in the heart of things.
Mm.
And then it's the Carnival Bandstand event,
yes.
Is it?
So just to finish off with the Active at the Bandstand, it will be thinking about that space to do, to recreate, to exercise, to maybe have performances, and to really make the most of that area. We always feel that for the businesses around that the bandstand, for it to be kept in a good order is really important for their business, and also for people who work in Redditch Town Centre, it could be a place to go and have their lunch, enjoy the beautiful scenery. And, you know, maybe if somebody wanted to do an exercise class or a Tai Chi class, people in the businesses could join in with that, which would be very healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, true enough. My goodness, those are great. Reclaim ownership of Church Green. Well, Tell you what, I know you're going to stay because we're going to talk about some news items. But first of all, we're going to cross to Claire, who's going to tell us all about what's happening in Redditch this weekend. Over to you, Claire.
You're listening to the Redditch Standard podcast because you have impeccable taste.
Thanks, Ross. Once again, we've got some really fun things coming up this weekend in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Redditch and Ulster Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this weekend in the Redditch area. Starting off on Friday, the 14th of June. Who's ready for a hoedown? Yeehaw! Well, lucky for you, we have Rich Hall's hoedown happening at the Palace Theatre. And he tells us there has never been a better time to be an American comedian in the UK. He's a truly brilliant man. You've probably seen him on Have I Got News For You and QI. But if you've only ever seen Richard Hall on TV, you've shortchanged yourself because you need to catch this show. There's stand-up comedy, improvised ballads, cracking good musicianship, and ultimately a hilarious, foot-stomping American good old time. He's truly brilliant. Box office number is 01527 65203. Also on Friday, we have the Ed Sheeran songbook happening at the Abbey Hotel. Performing solo with just his guitar, Jack Bowater guarantees an impeccable performance that will move any heart. Playing his trademark acoustic guitar, Jack matches Ed stride for stride in vocal ability, guitar playing and stage presence. And he bears an uncanny resemblance to his hero as well. Evening also includes a three-course dinner. Go to theabbeyhotel.co.uk for your tickets there. Moving on to Saturday, the 15th of June. You've just heard all about it earlier in the podcast, the brilliant Vintage Day happening at the Bandstand on the Church Green in Redditch Town Centre. It's all kicking off there at noon, 12 noon, and it will go on until 4 p.m. There's going to be music from the Violettes, Jazz Academy, the Music Makers, plus there's vintage cars and the Royal Enfield bikes, of course. They tell me there might be a bouncy castle, all sorts going on, and it's going to be a wonderful afternoon. Rain or shine, we hope to see you there. Also on Saturday, there's a Father's Day falconry weekend starting at Hanbury Hall and Gardens. This is Worcestershire falconry expert Trevor Hill. He's back with his majestic birds of prey. There's going to be impressive flying displays throughout the weekend where Trevor will be showing off what his birds can do. They're truly incredible. It kicks off both days at 9 a.m. start there, and we hope to see you there as well. It's going to be fun. Another top podcast pick on Saturday is Swing Time in the Gardens at Ragley Hall. This is more than a dozen live acts on two stages, swing dance workshops for all levels, unique vintage trade stalls, and also fairground rides. There's going to be lots of people there, a memorable day out for the whole family, spectacular setting, fabulous music, and loads of fun. Get your tickets from the Ragley Hall website. And it doesn't stop there on Saturday. It's a busy Saturday. We have another favourite thing to tell you about, and that's the Neil Diamond Experience happening at the Palace Theatre on Saturday evening. This is truly an amazingly close tribute to the legendary Neil Diamond, featuring the official UK number one Neil Diamond tribute singer Dominic Kay and an 11-piece ensemble formed from the musicians of the internationally renowned Opus One band. The show is Europe's largest and most authentic tribute stage show to the singer-songwriter. It's truly incredible, performing all of the greatest hits from things like America, Forever in Blue Jeans, Crackling Rose, Sweet Caroline, and many more. The show guarantees to have the audience singing on your feet. That's what they tell us anyway. And you'll be dancing in the aisles. Get your tickets quick from the Palace Theatre website, which is redditchpalacetheatre.co.uk. Moving on to Sunday, the 16th of June. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. We've got a couple of options for you today. The first being the duck race happening at Coughton Court near Ulster. 2 p.m. start there. That's when the race actually starts. But get there a few hours early. Have a look around the house. Have a look around the gardens. It's a lovely venue. And you also do need to get there early to buy your duck and get it lined up for the race. It's always a fun family thing to do and such a lovely venue and just interesting as well. And hopefully the sun will shine for you. And there's also after that a garden walkabout happening not too far away in Ulster. And there's going to be around 20 gardens open for viewing, all the gardens behind those ancient houses in the city, the centre of Ulster. And if you want more information on that, to find out how you can go about it and nose around other people's gardens, you need to go onto their website, which is cruk-ulster.org.uk. All the information is on there for you. And after you've done that, don't forget to make sure you take your dad out to one of the amazing restaurants for lunch that we have advertised in this week's Redditch Standard. We're so lucky in this area to have so many great restaurants on our actual doorsteps, from quaint old English to super modern to stately homes, for goodness sake, and also so many from all around the world. So do find somewhere nice and make sure you treat your dad. And don't forget to end Sunday with Alan's charity quiz night happening at the Bell Inn in Aswerbank starting at 9 p.m. Always a great way to end your weekend. Have a lovely weekend, everyone, and let's hope the sun decides to come out for a visit. And once again, happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this weekend in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call, and we'll help you publicise it to all the readers of our paper, listeners of this podcast, and we'll also pop you on our social media channels. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Thanks, Claire. Some fantastic things going on, and I reckon I'm going to be at the Palace Theatre on Saturday night to see Dominic K perform as Neil Diamond in a Neil Diamond tribute, so I reckon I'll be there, and I hope there's going to be a beautiful noise coming from the stage of the Palace. Now, we've got loads of news coming up in this week's paper. Just a taster, I was at a meeting at Mapplebrook Green Primary School on Monday night, where some planning officers from Warwickshire County Council were talking about the A435 and the Redditch Eastern Gateway, and what's going to happen to all the traffic heading south from that gateway. I know that, I mean, they say 98% of it's going to head north to Junction 3 of the M42, where they've got all those roadworks at the moment. But at the moment, from what they're saying, there is going to be no way of improving that road, A435 south, and that includes, if we assume that it bypasses Studley, as it's meant to do, going through Redditch, then up to the Crabs Cross Island, down the A448, which is Bromsgrove Road, the Slough to Spernal, there is no money available to improve those junctions at Crabs Cross and at Spernal. And that's a massive blow, really, to people living along that stretch and to the people of Redditch and Studley. They reckon that the A435 may be included in the major roads network funding round, but it's not considered a top three road in Warwickshire for funding, and it won't be in the first tranche of money. So we're looking at 5 or 6 years before anything happens to alleviate that traffic.
I'm particularly worried about that stretch that goes down from the Dog to Morrison's, because that's already a bottleneck. And it was always designed to be double dual carriageway, two lanes. Mm-hmm. If you look at the bridge, it's a wider bridge. And we did actually meet the person who planned the road system in Redditch, which I think is marvellous. We never get into any...
No, absolutely.
And they ran out of money there, so they just need to continue that double lane dual carriageway to join on with the Bromsgrove Highway.
You're right, and I know that the routing is meant to be along the Coventry Highway and then pick up the Alvechurch Highway, I think, to Crabs Cross. But yes, you're absolutely right. That is such a narrow little, from that Dog Island down to Matchborough. I mean, that's a huge island at the end of Claybrook Drive, isn't it? And massive island, this tiny little road going down to it.
And then if the traffic is going to go up to Crabs Cross, that island there, what we call the Star and Garter.
The Star and Garter. I've been in Redditch long enough to remember the Star and Garter.
That's already very busy. I can't imagine how it'll be. It's going to be horrendous.
Well, that's right. I couldn't agree more. And the junction at Spernal as well, where the traffic will rejoin the A435. There were people at Coton at the meeting where the road floods quite regularly, actually. And after all this rain we've had this week, I imagine there's a good few inches down there. So that's disappointing news, really.
Really disappointing. And Studley, it's such heavy traffic going through the village. They've tried for such a long time to get a bypass. This must be really devastating for them.
Well, to be fair to the planners and to be fair to Warwickshire County Council, one of the things they said was that it's thanks to Warwickshire County Council and Stratford District Council that they're going to put a number plate recognition system in so that any lorries leaving the Eastern Gateway and heading south, they could be fined. You know, the idea is that they must, heading south on the A435, they've got to head north to the motorway or else use the Redditch network and bypass Studley. The heart sinks, I know.
is it right that the increase of traffic will be because of a lot of building work? A lot of businesses will be coming up the Gorcott Hill area, which is in Bromsgrove, is that correct?
Well, that's right. In Eastern Gateway, there's this huge planning application for a shed on the north half of the Eastern Gateway development. And then there's going to be, there's an area to the south as well of the Coventry Highway, which is also going to be developed. So there are going to be quite a few. There's 150 lorry bays, HGV bays proposed in this northern section. So there's going to be a lot of extra traffic. And then you've got to get all the people to the factories, people who are employed there. So there's going to be a lot of traffic movements. So we'll have to wait and see on that one, but it's not looking good. Moving on, I walked the Blindfold Mile on Saturday in the pouring rain from St. Stephen's. It's all part of Site Concern Worcestershire, and I did this walk. If I'm sure listeners will recall, we had Penny Weir in from Site Concern Worcestershire to a previous podcast, and I actually took part in the event on Saturday. And from being blindfolded, it was a real eye-opener to discover just what losing such an important sense as your eyesight can do to you. And it was very interesting. Quite frightening, really.
Thinking about it, I have seen a lot more people around Redditch with white canes, white sticks. Is there more people becoming blind nowadays?
Well, I don't think there's more people becoming blind. Perhaps more people are being encouraged to go out there and explore their environment. Because as the people from Site Concern Worcestershire said, being partially sighted or losing your eyesight, it may feel like it's the end of the world. But a charity like them, they are there to help you get out more and to discover that actually it's not the end of the world. Some things have changed, but we can adapt and we can live a fulfilling life. And that was one of the things I discovered on this blindfold walk. You know, just the dimples in the pavement. You know, suddenly those dimples are you're very much aware of them. And we went up and we felt the John Bonham statue, and I could feel that zeppelin on the memorial. It was so real. It was just amazing. And then onto the library where you had to feel the coins to buy a cup of tea. And we made a little pot as well. And it was just fascinating, how your other senses kick in and compensate.
Oh, good for you, Russ. How many other people were doing this?
I reckon there must have been about 50 other people. And Gareth, full marks to the deputy mayor. Let's put a shout out to Gareth Prosser, because he was game and he did it as well with his consort, his wife Lynn, and he was amazing, really, Gareth. And so he did really well. And well done to everyone who took up the challenge. And let's give a shout out to Site Concern Worcestershire. So, well done there. And finally, we've been saying for a fortnight, it's going to be a hurricane flying over Webb Heath. And on the day for the D-Day celebration, the memorial marking the 75th anniversary, it was a Spitfire that flew over. And you heard it, didn't you?
I heard it. I was supposed to be at St Philip's because that's our local church. That's where I was a choir girl when I was back in the day.
Back in the day.
and Phil Jarvis had told me about this, so I was very excited. But we there was a group of us, rubbish friends, if anybody knows this group, where we do litter picking.
More voluntary work.
It's interesting work, and it's very satisfying because it's good to see a nice, clean area. And our area was top of Bromsgrove Road, and we went into the car park at Pitch Rogue at the bottom of the hill as well. And I heard the aeroplane. It was so distinctive as I was in the car park, and it really sent a shiver down my spine, and it brought back how it must have felt for people in the war when they would hear the airplanes coming over. It was a loud and low and sort of roaring, rattly sound, completely different from any other sound that I'd heard through my lifetime. So it did bring back a lot of thoughts to me, thinking about how it must have been for my mum and her family who were living in the East End, and their shop got bombed one night, and
they were evacuated out, weren't they? You were telling me.
Well, mum and her sister were already evacuated to near Ross in Herefordshire. So she was always living in fear of what was happening with her family who lived in London. And that fear did become a reality because their house got bombed, flattened. So,
yeah. Well, and you told me an anecdote that, what did your mum always say?
Well, it had such an impression on mum. She, whenever she went away, we went on holiday or go out for the day, she'd come back to our house and say, "Oh, the house is still here." That lived with her till the end of her years.
End of her days.
Yeah.
And Philip Jarvis, I mean, he was the guy who organised all this. He said the pilot was so impressed by the hundreds of people at Webb Heath and across Batchley and wherever that he rang him to say thank you. Because so many people were looking skyward and waving at him, he couldn't believe it. So that's fantastic. Sue, thank you for coming in and explaining everything about the bandstand event. Don't forget the carnival event on September the 28th. But we're going to be talking before that.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
If that's okay.
So we just need people to come on board and come and see us at the bandstand and talk about it.
Come along to the bandstand event. It's this Saturday. It's from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And if you want to get involved in bringing a fantastic carnival to Redditch, speak to Sue, speak to Amanda, who's going to be there. And let's get it on the road, eh? Let's get it on the road.
Definitely.
Thanks to Sue. Thanks to Claire, who's kept us all on the road. And not only that, but done all our entertainments as well. And we'll see you next week. Only one thing left to say, and that's my name is Ross Crawford. You can contact me on 01527 588697. Email me at editor@redditchstandard.co.uk or ross.crawford@bulletinmedia.com. And don't forget to check our website at www.redditchstandard.co.uk.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.